And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
From Nat Geo Wild's Jobs That Bite, we welcome Jeremy Brandt to the show. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing splendid. Thinking about your gig. You know, I enjoy my job. I get to take my animals to work.
Right.
Not a lot of pressure. Most people don't like their jobs. You have kind of a strange one. You take on a bunch of different small jobs as, let's say, a bear tattooer or a camel milker. Weird jobs.
Never heard of those jobs.
Strange. Tell us a little bit about your life.
You didn't know that the bears are lining up around the corner in Maine to get tattoos?
And what do they tattoo? You know, tell us that. Start there.
Yeah, well, that one, okay, that was an episode we did up in the Northeast, and we're up in Maine, and it's a way to help maintain the health and the population of the bears up there. And it's just another way of tagging them. I don't know how tattoos came about. I don't know if they had ear tags that were falling off or collars that were dangerous or not safe, but eventually they went to the tattoo somewhere along the line, and you just take a regular tattoo gun just like you would at a tattoo parlor, I guess, and you tattoo the inside of their lip in their mouth, and just put a series of numbers there, and it helps track them and keep track of the population up there.
Mm. But who's going to get that close to the bear and check under their lip?
You sedate them first, so there would be no way to do it otherwise.
So does anybody ever put like a little heart or do something? Like, you know, well, no one's.
I should have put a little JB in there, right?
I just enjoy after a nice run outside a cold glass of camel milk.
Yeah.
Now
don't
I know.
Don't you think the FDA should approve that?
I really do.
In our stores, shouldn't it?
Now, you don't sedate them for that, I assume.
No. The thing about that is they've got to be, the mother needs to have her baby right there next to her, or her milk won't drop out. And when it does actually drop down, you only have 90 seconds to milk that camel, and then it's gone. So it's not big business, but they do turn it into soaps and perfumes and lotions and stuff like that.
Oh,
so that was outside of San Diego, California. And that was pretty interesting. Those camels, they're huge, 7 to 8 feet and 1,500 pounds.
Whoa. So do they ever spit or kick?
These camels, they said that his camels don't spit, but they do kick. And one of them kicked me when I was milking her. And I don't know if you saw the episode or not. It was the episode that was just on this weekend. Right when I'm milking her, and I go, he goes, if she doesn't like it, she'll let you know. And I go, well, how will she let me know? And he goes, she'll kick you.
Yeah.
And right then, I mean, it was just like, I don't know how it could have been planned any better. And she kicked the bottle right out of the glass, right out of my hand, and spilled all the milk. So,
Jeremy, I got to ask you, so how do you go from like so successful television actor to getting into some of these crazy situations?
I don't know. Do you think I'm making a bad move here? No, it's it's Nat Geo Wild, and so when they call you up to host a show that's like this, I mean, I'm kicking myself, how amazing an opportunity it is. I get to travel around, meet great people, and I'm doing things with animals that I would never even be able to get close to, So it's really been fun. It's a change, certainly, but I'm excited for the doors that are opening up and just to be doing this job. It's been really fun. My kids love it too. I got four kids, and they're always excited about what are you doing today, and when's the show coming out, when can we see it. So,
well, I would have loved to have heard the call between your agent and you when you first got this gig. Yeah, I got you a good show, don't worry, it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
you'll love it.
We'll just increase your insurance and take out a waiver.
That was actually my next question. Do you need to have special insurance to do this show?
You do, yeah. I have my own, health insurance, and then and life insurance.
Yeah.
The show, the production company takes out insurance. I'm not sure what it is. I should probably look at it a little closer and make sure my family's covered if something really bad happens.
So thus far, have you been terrified yet? Has anything hairy happened?
Yeah, I have. I haven't been terrified to the point where I thought I was going to die, but where all these situations, I shouldn't say all of them, because we have dealt with the red wiggler worm in Texas, and I wasn't real afraid of them biting me. It's more of a, you know, kind of dirty, and you're dealing with manure and stuff like that. But we went into a shark tank at the Long Island Aquarium in New York, and I'm in there. First of all, I'd just gotten my scuba certification just specifically for this, like 2 days before we were out in New York. And so I'm not a diver. Now I have to go in this tank with about 10 different kinds of sharks. Five of them are the sand tiger shark, which is like the fourth most dangerous to humans. They're 8 to 9 feet long. They've got hundreds of teeth that they can't shut their mouth, and their teeth are just, you know, you see them as they're floating over you. And I had fed them just like an hour before, and I saw how quick they move, and they, you know, they can tear things apart. And I'm thinking, if they think I'm food, I'm toast. And I don't really know what else to do about it, you know? But there was a point right where our cameraman was getting in the water before I got in, and he's at the surface getting his mask and his fins and his camera, and this shark came up and jabbed him in the side, didn't bite him, but hit him with the nose, swam around real quick, and thrashed around at the top of the water and hit him again. And we were all, you know, the dive masters were like, everybody out of the water. And it was this moment for the next 15 minutes of us trying to figure out, are we really going to do this? Like, we're just shooting a TV show here. This is not, you know, we're not sending a man to the moon. I mean, we don't really need to clean this tank today, do we? You know?
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.